What is up and welcome to this edition of the Newbie Brothers podcast. Tank bailing on us today because, well, we're talking about the Nintendo Switch and Nintendo Switch games, so he didn't want to be a part of it, which we totally understand because, well, he doesn't have a Switch. Now, the exciting news is that Animal Crossing finally has given us a massive update, so we're going to talk all about Animal Crossing. To start it off, my name is Justin.
Oh, my name's Player 3. I'm sorry. I was busy finding my fossils.
So did they add more fossils?
No, they didn't. I think they knew it would be very unfair to the people who, like, completed their museum. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, me.
You completed it? I think I'm missing, like, 3 fossils so far.
I completed my fossils, at least. The fish and bugs and stuff, that's completely different because it sucks that they're all, like, a lot of them are seasonal.
Yeah. And we have all my characters last night when I was playing Animal Crossing for the first time in forever were like, I haven't seen you in 11 months. You're damn right you haven't.
Did you go into your house yet?
Oh, no, there's a lot of cockroaches, aren't there? There's going to be a lot of those. I haven't gone in my house yet, mainly because last night I was just trying to see all the new stuff. Like I went, let me backtrack for a second here. What has come out is there was a massive update. Which I think fans had been asking for a long ass time with Animal Crossing because, well, we just haven't gotten an update, which I would argue is probably the reason a lot of us stopped playing.
Well, the thing is, they did add, like, they did updates, but they were like, they were the holiday events and little things. They weren't like big things. They weren't adding anything like to decorate your island more other than these seasonal events. So like, you know, I dropped off before Halloween of last year.
I did too.
So I, you know, learning about this big update that was coming, I was like, oh, you know what? I haven't, you know, messed with it in a while. So I've been playing daily for like the past couple of weeks. So I got to do the Halloween event that was already there last year. Like I said, it's been little tiny updates. This was a big one for Switch. Like, I know this doesn't compare to like Warzone's 90 gigabyte updates or Apex Legends 75 gigabyte updates, but a 3 gigabyte update is kind of a big deal in Switch terms and Animal Crossing. So it was a 3 gigabyte update that added a ton of shit,
but it didn't take a long time to update either, which was exciting for me when I was updating yesterday.
Speak for yourself, because my internet here sucks.
Maybe it was just my internet then. But I would also say something else that a lot of people were blogging about and talking about when it came out was that three data miners came out with like a YouTube video about all the things that they've confirmed that are added. And it's like over 9,000 new items, which is awesome.
Well, that's the thing. I knew nothing about the items. I knew nothing about Cap'n, the turtle who drives the boat. I knew nothing about any of that stuff.
Yeah.
All I knew was Brewster's coming back. Mm-hmm. The owl who runs the cafe.
Yep.
Is he an owl? He's something. I think he's an owl.
He's a very looking owl, I will say.
He's some kind of bird. but I knew he was coming back. And that was just enough for me to be like, I'm in.
Did you?
And it was like other new villagers are coming too.
Did you get him, by the way?
I have. Today, the museum is currently under construction for the cafe. Tomorrow will be the day that the cafe's in.
Same. Yeah, I was worried I wasn't going to be able to figure it out. And then I went on my first like island trip and I was like, oh, wow, this is pretty simple.
Very easy.
Some things also that they added, we mentioned this in a few other episodes that we've recorded, but they added cooking, added the shopping plaza, they've added furniture, they've added outfits, photos, Nook Mile items, which right now, if you go in and look at a bunch of the items that you can buy from like the ATM type thing, it's all Mario theme. I don't know if it was just mine specifically.
No. That's been there. That's special items that's been there for a while. Okay. The new stuff that they added is like on the main page or whatever, and it's literally like
cooking
4 fab new hairstyles, like
I saw that.
Cooking recipes and camera thing. So now you can like hold the camera yourself, and it's like a closer zoom in, so it's not always like that third person perspective, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. They definitely added enough that I'm just like, this is really interesting. They added like decoration changes, so now like you can hang things from the ceiling of your home. Like, yeah, enough things that I'm like, oh, this is actually like a really in-depth and
update. Something that was kind of cool, like, of course, I always feel like my island is not that great anyway, because I'm not that great at, like, designing stuff, and I don't feel like putting in all the time to do it. So now all this new stuff makes me feel even worse, because, like, oh, there's all these new directions we can go and stuff. But I do like the fact that apparently they added carnival items, and I want to create a carnival area in my park.
It's so funny, because... my friend, and we've talked about him many times on here, and he's played streams with us, Martin.
Yeah.
He made a huge section of his island when Animal Crossing first came out. He made it a carnival, and he like did all of these like designs to like make the floor look right, and he like tried to like use certain things to make it kind of look like it what it was supposed to. And then with this update, I literally was like, dude, you're gonna have to tear down your carnival and just start new, because now they've straight up got Ferris wheels and like the duck shooting game that you would do at a carnival. Like, they've got all of this shit, and he's just like, yeah, I've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, well, and that's the part. I think there are some people that are frustrated with that, and I saw that
he loves it.
Yeah, but I still think there's a level of frustration being like, oh, I have to go tear this whole thing down now. But I think, you know, there was a level of Nintendo looking at the more popular islands that are trending on social media and things like that, and going, all right, we should make it easier for them to continue doing this or this and stuff like that. I really do think it is. The thing I'm very much excited about is the gyroids are back, and I loved those.
Yeah, which I've already gotten two of them.
So it's weird. You have to grow them, right?
Yeah, so you get a fragment, and then you bury the fragment into the ground, and then you water the fragment, and then the next day, if you unbury them, they will be one of the many new types of gyro.
And they look so cool. I wonder...
I wonder
this too, because I got two, I buried them, I watered them, I was just waiting to see, and I'll try again tonight. But then I was running around my island and obviously had a chance to dig up the 1,000 bells, and obviously once you do that, the area is like a shiny thing and you can bury money in it and it grows a tree. What happens if
you're wondering what happens if you
fragments in there?
You could try it. I have no idea. That's an interesting idea. You might get a golden gyroid.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I'm kind of mad that I didn't have an extra one like in my pocket to try it, but I'm going
next time.
Yeah, which I don't think you can dig up the fragments on your own island. I don't know that for a fact, but I think you have to get them from like the island you travel to.
You have to get them from, I believe, the islands that Cap'n takes you to.
Yes. Yeah,
because the islands that the Dodo like airline takes you to, that's the stuff to like find new villagers.
Yeah.
But the other islands will make you meet like legacy characters, as I like to call it. So like Brewster or Tortimer, who is like the original mayor of all the islands, or all of the villages like in the early games. Before they made you the mayor, and you know, he basically retired and went on vacation essentially. So he's always in like, he's just this old man turtle who's always in like this tropical attire now. He's great.
I love it. Yeah. So the other thing that I again, I don't know if this is new to this update. I may have missed it in the past, but there are mushrooms on my island now. And I am so excited to make my guy look like a drug dealer and put the mushrooms in the basement, look like I'm growing shrooms.
So what you need to do is you need to buy, like, I'm sure it's got to be somewhere in the game. You got to find a black light, and then you got to like put it on your ceiling.
Black light, and then get like a science lab set and put it in the back corner. And just shrooms that like in a row, like it's farming shrooms. Dude, my basement is going to look like a drug dealer's paradise.
We've been spending most our lives living in a drug dealer's.
And I'm upset because when I first got them, I thought they were like plants. So I thought it was like, oh, bury them and then they can grow. So I tried doing that and then I realized it didn't let me do that. So I thought I just had to eat them. So I ate the first two that I found. And like, I was fine. Like, it just adds that point so that if you hit a rock, it explodes.
It works as just like a fruit.
That's but I was annoyed because I was like, oh, damn. And I realized all you have to do is drop it and it just sits there like it's a mushroom. So I took
it. But also the mushrooms can be used for DIY things because it's a fall thing is what the mushrooms are. It's because we're now in November that it's mushroom season. So they're going to be growing.
So they're going to go away?
They're going to go away. But get them now and then you'll have them forever.
I need to play so much.
Well, so what I thought was kind of cool about it, though, is I already started getting like DIY things for that season. So I got like a mushroom wreath DIY that you can like, you know, for the season, you could put a wreath on your door that looks like it's made out of mushrooms.
Is there like a mushroom light? Because then I need to make this whole basement mushroomy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I need to mushroom this thing.
Maybe.
Out. Oh, no.
I mean, all throughout the month of October when I was going around into my villagers' houses and if they're working on DIY things or if I shot down a balloon and it gave me a DIY thing or as a message in a bottle and it was a DIY thing, it would give me spooky designs. So maybe just doing that this month will give you mushrooms designs and you could get like you could get like a mushroom light.
I gotta hurry.
You could literally make your little downstairs lab. But all the furniture in the lab are also made out of mushrooms.
That's what I'm thinking. I'm just going to make it all shroomy down there and trippy and neon colors and lights and stuff. Dude, it's going to be great. It's going to be so fun. I just have to not like screw it up.
Swirly wallpaper.
Yeah, or just like go 70s, you know, like all the 70s vibe, get a lava lamp down there, you know, like, yeah, I think that would be the way to do it. So I'm gonna work on that, and I will post pictures as I update my house.
KK Slider on the radio going, "Don't you want somebody to love?" Don't. It's like the scene from Cable Guy.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to find like a music player to put down there that plays like a very weird, trippy sounding music. I'm all about it.
You should have seen me when I was so excited when I saw like the new items they added on the Nook Miles like items. Cause I bought like a bunch of street lamps for my island. So like I lined the streets with like street lamps. So it like looked a little bit more civilized.
Yeah.
And when in preparation for this update, I was like, I've got this park that I made, but it's so tiny and I feel like if I expand it, it would look a lot better and I can put in like a children's playground and I could put in like a park stage or something like for like an outdoor staging event. So I did all of that. I put so much time and effort into making this like perfect park, put a bunch of street lamps in it and like these really nice designs, and I put a fountain in the middle and and then this update happened, and I looked at what they had, and they have street lamps with banners hanging from the side. And I'm like, that's way more park, like, worthy. And they also added a park fountain.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the fountain I have in the middle, I was like, get that shit out of there. Put a park fountain in it. So now my park looks way better.
Well, that's what I need to work on. I need to work on my island in general. My park looks pretty rough.
Fantastic.
There's because I haven't played in so long. There's
I would love.
It's gross.
Yeah, I would love if there was a way for us to like do a tour of our island and then like put it on the Instagram.
I feel like we could. I feel like we could.
Like, I would love it if it was maybe. I will say I posted a picture of my villager on Twitter the other day, and like because I was wondering like how are people getting like the stuff from their album on the Switch to like their phone?
Yeah,
and it's really crazy how they do it. Basically, you go into your album, and when you click on the picture, there's like a share option, and the share is literally like send to a mobile device. And I was like, okay, let's try that. Yeah. So I did it. And then on the Nintendo Switch screen, it gave me a QR code that I scanned with my phone. And then I had to click on my phone to like confirm it was the right QR code. And then it gave me another QR code to scan one more time. And then it literally just gave me a link that I went to with all of the stuff that I sent to my friend.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I like that a lot. Did you?
So that's probably how we can get like recordings.
Yeah, we'll have to, because I've seen a few TikTok videos of it too that make me wonder how they got him on there. You know, so here's my question to you. This is kind of our last question, and we'll wrap it up. It is Nintendo oriented, but more Pokemon themed. Did you put in that code I emailed you?
No, I did not. I honestly, when it comes to like getting like limited edition Pokemon in like the current gen Pokemon game, I could always care less.
Okay.
And the reason being is because like when I play a Pokemon game, if I'm really serious about it, I'll try to get the Pokedex completed in that game. But most of the time I'm just playing that game to play through the story of Pokemon and just play through it, beat the Elite Four, and then I'm done. And then maybe I'll come back and just restart it. That's normally my Pokemon experience.
Okay.
I see people who are still playing Sword and Shield and they're like egg farming and, you know, like doing the breeding egg farming stuff so they can get shinies, mm-hmm. and that's like their entire Twitch stream. And I'm like, I just don't
care.
Like, I love Pokemon, but that's not like, I don't care enough for any of that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I like the idea of trying to find shinies, but I also don't care enough. But I will say that code was for a level 100 Charizard.
I have a Charizard. Well, you know what I mean? Like, it's like, okay.
Lucky. I
appreciate the gesture. It's just like a screenshot of the TikTok. It wasn't like, you didn't send me like the video. You just sent me the screenshot. And I was like, okay.
You're like, yeah, I don't care.
Go
ahead.
Are you excited for the next Pokemon?
I am. I'm trying to convince my wife to let me buy it, which is such a funny concept that I never thought I would have to deal with in my life.
Sure. I know it's a children's game, but please let me get it. Like, I love it.
He's like, so let me get this straight. You want Call of Duty, a Pokemon game, Halo, and then there's another Pokemon game coming down the line that you want too, and they're all almost $70. And I was like,
yes,
like,
please.
Sounds like you can wait till Christmas. I was like, I can't wait till Christmas. I can't wait.
Have you decided which starter you're going to get for Diamond and Pearl?
I forget the I'll probably go grass.
That's Turtwig. He's adorable. Yeah. He's so adorable.
I'll either go that way or I'll go with what's the fire's
the fire one is Chimchar. He's the fire monkey.
Yep, Chimchar, because I have this idea that I love making an entire ape lineup of Pokemon.
Oh, I remember. I remember this discussion.
So I might go with Chimchar just to be able to try to do that.
To attempt to achieve that in this game.
Is his final form still an ape? Okay.
He stays as a monkey his entire thing. His last evolution is like Infernape, I think.
Oh, you're right.
He's like
you're right.
Firefighting. He's like badass.
So I'll probably go with him then and try to get all kind of ape, you know, the different kind of monkeys that you can get in Pokemon and try to create a monkey squad.
I always do the water type, so I'm going to do Piplup.
Okay.
Well, but I love Piplup. Piplup's adorable.
They're all adorable. I think those three are all freaking adorable. So I'm going to be bummed when I have to make the decision, but because I have this idea of making an entire monkey lineup, I'm going to probably roll with that. So, all right. Well, let's wrap it up this episode of the Newbie Brothers. We appreciate you guys hanging out. Hopefully you're playing Animal Crossing too. And if so, be sure to reach out to us. We would love to come see your island or have you send us stuff on from your island, you know? So we will
just ask people to send you stuff in Animal Crossing. It's so fun.
There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. We will be back with another episode of the Newbie Brothers. We appreciate you guys. Follow us on social media and on YouTube if you want to watch a video version of the podcast. Until next time, my name is Justin.
And I'm Player 3.
We'll catch you later.